Hello Libra, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, April the 22nd, and the whole week ahead. The Moon-Neptune conjunction in Pisces is all about healing, healing professions, medicine. Now it could well mean that you work in the healing profession in some way. It could be for animals as much as human beings. But it also might mean that you need healing. And funnily enough, with the Moon-Neptune connection, that healing can come through spiritual or faith healing as much as anything else. And here's your Sunday stars. Any business, any work that you need to do now that requires preparation and organisation should be done. You can't skip through life hoping everything is going to be a bed of roses, because with these aspects, it is unlikely it is going to be. And what you need to understand with the kind of stars you've got around you now, the more you put your shoulder to the wheel and nose to the grindstone, the easier things will become. And here's your Monday stars. I love the Mercury and Saturn connection, because it's like I said yesterday, you're a Libran. Librans always work better with someone else by their side. They enjoy things better when somebody else shares the experience. But with these stars, it's about working with someone who complements your skills. We can't all be good at everything. And that's why the more you put forward your talents and combine them with the gifts of somebody else, the further you'll both go. And here's your Tuesday stars. Relationships can really prosper with some of the energy around you now, but a square from Pluto does mean there can be a little bit of emotional blackmail going on with someone. Don't let somebody make you feel guilty, and don't let them make you feel ashamed of anything. I mean, there's no need to. With the stars you've got around you now, there's so many lovely things that can happen between you and somebody else. Why do you always concentrate on the one negative and not the 99 positive? Here's your Wednesday stars. Well, with the new moon in Taurus, there's a lot of things that need to be done over the next couple of weeks, and it's especially to do with your emotions and feelings. It could well be that the sexual side of your life hasn't been gelling, or maybe it has, but you need more emotion too from that relationship. We're into deep, intimate stuff now with your stars, and over the next 2 weeks there's certainly going to be areas of your life that you will need to adjust to and understand better. And here's your Thursday stars. Having to deal with somebody may be connected with a uniform in some way, which means authority has to be a priority now. Could be taxes, it could be fines, it could just be forms that are linked to councils or governments, whatever. The important thing is these are lovely stars, and something you may have put off doing actually could turn out to be as easy as pie. Here's your Friday stars. Venus, your ruler, is going to move into your seventh house. Check this out in my book, You Can Change Your Life, because it's stunning. Venus moving into the seventh is all about love and marriage, peaches and cream. In other words, combinations where two people go together. And over the next few weeks, if you're a Libran on your own, I want you to get out and meet people or do whatever you have to do to connect with someone. Maybe a dating app or website. But there is someone out there for you.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.